Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance guest line is Rob Nen. He's a three-time All-Star. Rob, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So, well, three times you were at the All-Star game. Tomorrow is the big event. What are you most looking forward to seeing?
You know, I think just the fact that to see, you know, the best guys out there on the field and have a chance to have those guys go out and show what they can do and go out there and it's just usually a great event and something that I think every player cherishes when they get a chance to go.
Is there a player that you really wish had not been left off the teams?
You know, it's hard. You know, there's so many guys that deserve it, and there's so many guys that probably should have been on it. You know, so it's hard. It's hard to really sit back and really say which one should have gone. And you know, the guys that are there, you know, I'm happy for those guys. It's good to see what those guys are doing and having a chance to go and really enjoy the festivities.
So, Rob, you were a National League saves leader 1 year, three-time All-Star, and you've pitched in a Game 7 of a World Series. Has there ever been a more stressful moment in your playing career than the Game 7? Take us through what pitching in a game like that is.
Pretty awesome. I mean, it's something that you know, to be in that moment, to be in, you know, in late in the game, have a chance to, you know, go in there and pitch and get help the team, you know, get a win. It's pretty amazing. It's one of those things that, you know, when you know you're the last two teams out there fighting for that ring and the championship and fighting for the city and playing for your fans, it's one of those things that you never really forget, and you never it's almost you don't really believe it's really happening.
Well, you did a great job, and it was so fun to watch you. I have to ask you though, you had the special delivery, the toe tap, that's now, I think it's illegal now. Tell us about your toe tap. How did that evolve?
And what does that do for you?
You know, it was one of those things where I came out of high school and I signed, I had my toe pointed down or pointed up, I don't know which one, and they wanted the opposite. And it just kind of went back to doing that. I just started doing it. It was one of those things, once I did it, I tried to stop and try to get rid of it. I could never get rid of it. They went from putting, you know, cinder block in front of me, so I had to step over it and really tried to get me to change it. And we did everything we could. Nothing really worked. And once I got to the big leagues, it was one of those things that it was just my delivery. You know, it didn't look very pretty at the start. I ended up getting to the right position at release point. So it worked for me. It's not something I'd ever teach or even tell anybody to do, but it was definitely my little signature delivery, and it's something that really, really worked for me. You know, the more I looked at, the more I really kind of paid attention after I got done playing. It was a timing mechanism to give my arm enough time to get up and get in the right spot.
Do you think it did increase the velocity of your pitches?
I don't think it increased the velocity. I think it was one of those things where it just got me to sync up the right way. You know, gave my arm enough time to get up and get in the right position, really have a chance to get it where it needed to be. So for me, it didn't help. I think it was just a matter of me being able to get everything in the right sequence and really load it the right way and get it going.
We're talking to Rob Nen. He has 314 saves in his career. He's currently a special assistant in the Giants front office. So the trading deadline looms just a few weeks away. What are you anticipating happening over the next few weeks? Any big names moving that you could envision?
You know, I don't know. And I really don't do much for the Giants these days. It's really one of those things when I first got into the game, they wanted me to be a part of it, and I still do some stuff for the Giants. I don't do a whole lot of day in and day out stuff. It's more going to spring training and doing some PR stuff for them. So, but with that being said, yeah, I think there's going to be some moves. I think there's going to be some teams that you know need some bullpen help or need a starting pitcher. You know, like it does every year. There's always a bunch of trades, and you know, this is really what makes the game so interesting. Is coming down to this point in the year: is do you sell? Do you buy? Who's going where? You know, there's always a couple big trades that kind of happen, and everybody's kind of wowed and really didn't realize that one was going to, didn't see that one coming. So it's definitely one of those things that it's going to be interesting the next few weeks.
We're talking to Rob Nen. So it would seem that, well, the MLB is on a trajectory to hit more home runs than any other season. Do you believe that it's been a change in the ball?
No. Well, I don't know. I know that when I played, there was times that the ball's a little harder than other years. I think they can definitely probably tinker with it a little bit. But for the most part, I think it's guys just getting bigger and stronger. And you know, the thing with what guys are doing now, they're whatever he talks about, their launch angle is different, and everybody's trying to get home runs. And there's a lot more strikeouts. You know, so it's either strikeout or home run. There's not a whole lot of getting guys over. There's not a whole lot of bunting. There's not a whole lot of if the ball's pitched away, go the other way. It's all home runs. Guys are going out there and swinging for it. And if you connect it, all these guys are bigger, stronger. And when you do hit that angle and you do hit the ball the right way, it goes.
Rob, you played when roles of pitchers were very traditional and very clear. And now we've got things like you have an opener. If your pitching staff doesn't have a clear starter, you use an opener. You might use your reliever in the middle, or you might bring your starter out to close. What do you think of that evolution of the pitching lineup now?
You know, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's better for the game, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm a traditionalist, and I like the game the way it was. And I like the starters to go out there and pitch and do their thing, and the middle guys come in, and setup guys come in after that, and closers finish the game. I think that was my era. That was what we did. I'm not saying this is a bad way to do it. I'm not saying it's the wrong way to do it. It's just something that the game is moving towards. I think that if you're going to be a starter and you can go out and throw three or four pitches, you should be starting. You should start the first game. And if you can't go out there and start the first inning and get three outs and go to the second inning, maybe you shouldn't be in the big leagues. I don't know. But if you're groomed to be a starter, start the game. That's the way I look at it.
When you look at Justin Verlander, who will be starting, of course, tomorrow in the All-Star game, he's not a young chicken anymore. He is a longstanding veteran. He's kept himself in great shape. A lot of the older pitchers are pitching well late. What do you think's enabled him to have such a good, long, sustained career?
I think he's one of the best in the game. I think he's going to go down as one of the best in the game. He's a guy that, I don't know him. I don't know him. I've never met him. But just by watching and looking at him, he's a guy that works hard at what he needs to do to get himself ready to be out there on a day-in and day-out basis. I'm sure he's got a great routine for the off season to be able to, go through a full season, be able to keep his velocity up. And that's what it takes. It takes somebody to know what it takes and what they need to do to get through a full season of starting, 30 some games a year or going in the bullpen and being able to pitch 70 or 80 appearances during the year. You have to realize what your body needs and he definitely knows it, and he's, he's one of the best, and he's fun to watch.
Rob, you played almost your entire career in the National League. As a pitcher, did you like to hit or want to hit, and do you think the pitchers should hit, or should they think about doing a DH in the National League?
That's hard. I like to hit? I like to hit in BP. I thought I could hit in BP. As far as getting in the game and going out there and facing guys that were getting paid a lot of money to get guys like me out and other guys in the lineup out. It was challenging. It was fun. I enjoyed it, but it's not something I want to do all the time. With that being said, I do like that one league has DH and one league doesn't. I think it's two different leagues. It's part of the game. It's been around for a long time. And like I say, I'm kind of a traditionalist where I don't like the changes. And I like the whole idea of the pitcher going out there and laying down a bunt or slap the ball the other way to move a guy over or just going out there and trying to score a run. So for me, I think they should keep it. I think they should keep the DH, and I think they should just kind of keep going the way they're going.
So we're broadcasting out of Houston. The Astros have six players in the All-Star game. Of course, the starting pitcher. How impressed are you by this Astros team, and are they the one that you would say is set apart? Where do you put the Yankees, Astros? How do you compare them thus far? Dodgers as well.
I love to watch Houston. I think those guys play the game the right way. They go out there and they have speed, they have power, they hit for average. They do the little things. They get guys over. They bunt guys. I saw Altuve the other day trying to lay down a bunt. I love the way those guys play. I think the the whole team, the chemistry, and those guys going out there and do what they do. They're a fun team to watch. They're energetic. You know, they bust their butt. They're definitely one of my favorite teams to watch. Then you got the Dodgers who go out there and just pound it, hit home runs, and you know, they've got a great team too. So there's so many good teams out there. You know, even from the Yankees. You know, you got all those guys that, you know, when they're healthy, when they're going. You know, it's a fun game to watch. It's a fun team to root for. So, but I definitely think Houston's probably one of my favorite teams right now.
Fair enough. All right, it'll be fun to watch down the stretch. This is Rob Nen. Thanks you so much for joining us on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line.
Thanks for having me on.